Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, welcome to the show. Did you pay attention as they were teeing up the show today? The propagandists, again, I'm just shooting from the hip. This is live radio. Puts us up against Micah 6:16. This is nothing new. Did you listen to how many commercials they did and how much time they took distracting the people to the Super Bowl? Did you notice that? They're distractors. They're driving you to the Colosseums so they can give you a circus and bread, so they can entertain you out of your freedoms. That's what this is all about. I just wanted to make clear that everybody's tracking with me here. They're distractors. That's what they are. The NFL, by the way, for those that haven't taken the time to know the difference, there's a lot of people that are catching on, though, so good for you, and I'm high-fiving all of you that are taking the time to do your own due diligence so that you're not destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. The NFL is completely rigged. We had a video of a football player on about 2.5-3 weeks ago, and he was talking about an NFL player, and he was talking about how after he got signed and he's getting paid millions of dollars as, well, in another sense, another circus and the clown of the sports arena, which God also condemns because it's a form of idolatry, Jeremiah 11:13. He was on the program, and we played the video on the program that he was on, I'm sorry. And with that, he was talking about after he got signed, when they would go to basically boot camp before the season started, it wasn't so much that they were working out as that they were working out the script. You know, like, for example, he told us 1 week he'll get hurt in the game. And he said the next week and a half he'll come back, and then they're going to put him up as a star in the game. We've had producers from behind the scenes of the NFL tell us the NFL is all premised on gambling. So as long as they know the powers that are tolerated that are putting these games on to deceive the people, it's interesting to know they already know who's going to win the game. Don't ask me. Do your own due diligence. It's not hard to find. People are catching on to this as well. This is WWE, not only in wrestling. This is WWE, not only in politics. This is WWE, first and foremost, not only in the church alone, but this is also WWE, pro wrestling at its very worst, in the NFL. This is information we've known for a long time. Nobody wants to talk about it. Because the mainstream media doesn't talk about it, the American people don't talk about it. But yet they say that they don't listen to the mainstream media. Oh my goodness. No wonder why they know how to lie better than the American people know how to tell the truth. Also pay attention, were you not, I'm sure you were, and I'm not speaking condescendingly, I'm just a little riled up and doing my best to shake people awake. you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present is to tell the truth. But what's interesting, friends, you also heard Mayorkas, the guy that they can't impeach, give me a break. They're talking about impeaching the head of the DHS, an unconstitutional agency which is not even supposed to exist in the first place, that is busing illegals into America, right? And I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue right now. Busing illegals into America, jeopardizing the safety and the security of the lives and the lives of the American people. But Mayorkas, the head of the DHS, wants to make sure that if you go to the Super Bowl, just know that everybody in that stadium is going to be safe. Are you paying attention? This is the guy that's overseeing making sure on the call of the powers that are tolerated through federal government, committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, and alluring illegals into America that are now assailing the American people, even under their lives. But he wants you to know that as long as you are at that football game and you are in that stadium, rest assured the DHS is going to make sure that you're safe and secure. I cannot even make this up. Folks, it's all designed to confuse. Okay? And God is not the author of confusion. He's a God of peace. At the end, if we hazard the end of upholding his law, that's real peace as we establish righteousness through judgment. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Okay? But if you go to 1 Corinthians 14:33, it tells us clearly that God is not the author of confusion. No. But this is all the mainstream media is throwing on you Americans, is confusion by design, distraction by design, smoke and mirrors by design, a dog and pony show by design. This is what's happening. Folks, what I'm going to do on the other side of this break is I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how serious things are becoming now. I'm going to play a little piece of an audio and video for those that are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of that page and subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to the live feed. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You'll find us on the left side over there as well. This Ohio sheriff is going to share with you how they just got back 3,300 sheriffs from a meeting out of Washington, D.C., where the head of the FBI, who, by the way, has been equated by 74% of the American people as the Gestapo. I didn't come up with that poll. This is 74% of the people saying that the head of the FBI and the agency, not all of them, but the agency within itself is being equated to the Gestapo, along with treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Okay? He's telling the American people, namely the people in his state, but he wants the word to get out, so we're going to help him get it out. He's telling us that the FBI is telling him that the people that are being allured in illegally and treasonously by the federal and state governments in America, they mean to come in here and bring harm to the American people. Then this sheriff tells us, from Ohio, by the way, then he tells us that the federal government is not there to help us. Of course they're not. They're the ones alluring them in with the aid of the state governments throughout the United States of America. Folks, you are being invaded, as you all the well know. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Hey, I'll tell you what. There's going to be no atheists in hell or in heaven. We all know that, right? But I'll tell you what. For those that want to call themselves an atheist today, I don't even know how you can deceive yourselves into believing this anymore.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Okay, so I want to break some things down here really quick for you, and I need to show you how I want to basically unravel all of this confusion. Okay, again, confusion is not of God. Read 1 Corinthians 14:33, but this is what they're throwing on the American people. Okay, and again, it's very important that you understand what in fact is happening during this time, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that I'm going to play a video for you in just a moment of an Ohio sheriff. And I want you to listen to what he is telling you. He's talking to the people in his state of Ohio, but he wants this information disseminated throughout the United States of America, so we're going to help him do that. Now, before I get over to the sheriff, I do want you to see this. And I also want you to pay attention to a couple things here as well. Okay, so what I'm going to play is a news anchor that now works for Fox News. Just like Jason Chaffetz, just like how many others that are a part of an administration, a presidential administration, and it's interesting when they leave there, somehow or another, they have a job with the mainstream media. Why is that? Because they're on the same team. Okay, they have the same jersey on. Again, making clear these two-party systems are two wings to the same bird, just so we can all understand that we're a constitutional republic. When they talk Republican, Democrat, it does not exist constitutionally. Now, what I want you to see is also, I know a lot of people are really excited about Tucker Carlson. Isn't it interesting that Tucker Carlson is worth $300 to $400 million? Now, can I ask you something, folks? For all of you that still aren't paying attention, yes, he says a lot of good things, but I'll tell you what, if you listen to what he has to say all the way through, folks, he's adding to the confusion as well. Isn't it interesting, folks, that Tucker Carlson, who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, his daddy, who has ties with George Bush Sr., the guy that was calling forth the New World Order, Tucker Carlson's dad and him and the CIA were all tight. I mean, folks, you almost act like Tucker Carlson is really there serving the people. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I mean, he's worth $300 or $400 million. Let me tell you this. Here's a little wake-up call for you. He's not there serving the people. He's serving those that gave him the job, namely his golden calf, the sponsors. Okay? Isn't it also interesting that when the networks, do you remember back in the late 90s and the early 2000s? I remember this when I was in the rock and roll world. Isn't it interesting how nobody could find Al-Qaeda or all the bad guys, but somehow or another CNN got an invitation to go do an interview with the head bad guy in some cave in Afghanistan? Americans, really? Really? Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, isn't it interesting how Tucker Carlson, somehow or another, he gets a wide open door when he invited Vladimir Putin to go ahead and do an interview. How's he doing that? Well, he must have political ties, you think? Yeah. Hey, Americans, I want you to do something for me. I want you to understand that you need to quit playing along with these politicians and these said conservative news anchors because they're in it together. You can say that's not true. Well, what direction is it going? Hey, folks, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. And isn't it interesting that Stephen Lauder just came out just yesterday? As a matter of fact, I got this just this morning, telling us, Tucker Carlson is telling us, the grid's going to go down. Man, this is like QAnon nonsense stuff. How do they have all of this information? How is it that they keep foretelling us all these things that come to pass? They're on the same team, driving the same agenda, friends. They're called controlled opposition. Again, when are you going to figure this out? Oh, and I know I just stepped on some toes right now. But here, let's put it this way. You're either going to listen now, or you're going to listen when it's too late, and then you can't do anything about it when you should have took the time to take heed. You didn't, and now it's too late. That's what's going to happen, okay? We have on here Alan McLeod, who wrote an article, Tucker Carlson, the elite pedigree of a brilliant cosplaying populist on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to append that to the Rumble feed even as we speak now so you have that content for yourselves. Again, I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. I'm not speak now so you have that content.
Oh, I don't know. Yourself.
I don't know what just
again,
happened there.
I want you to cross-check everything.
Okay, guys,
I'm
something's going
I'm not
on here.
Speak now, so you have content.
But what we're going to do is,
I get it.
Cross-check. Okay, guys,
This is me. My bad. This is me. This is me. This is me. Forgive me.
I thought that was actually GCN. Sorry about that, folks. It's on the Rumble feed. I just appended it. I wanted to make sure that you had that. That was our live feed coming through the internet, so it was feeding back on me. So anyways, with that said, go ahead and check out the article. Open your eyes and understand, just like Dr. Udo Ufkat told us several years ago, all of the mainstream media's news anchors, they're all bought and paid for. Of course they are. How many people love Sean Hannity? Which, by the way, I think Sean Hannity's a cool guy. He's a misguided fool is what he is, though. Why do you say that? Remember when he was doing the interview with, remember he called Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, and he did an whole hour interview with him? Remember how Sean kept calling him her, pretending along? Yeah, that shows you they're all bought and paid for. They're doing what they're doing because they're told to do it. They're controlled. They're extorted. Okay? They have handlers. Now, this is what I want to do. I want to go over here and now get back to my other points, line upon line, precept upon precept. And I want you to see this because what's happening, again, notice the new news anchor. She used to be the spokesperson for Donald Trump. She was promoted, friends, to a job at Fox, okay, to promote some more propaganda. Again, read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment and you'll understand. As well as Micah 6:16. Let's listen to what she has to say over at Fox News because it's important that you hear this. And this piece just happens to be true.
President Biden's open border policies are not only...
Okay, she said President Biden's open border. No, it's not President Biden's open border. It's the American people allowing Joe Biden and his unconstitutional alpha agencies to open the borders to illegals to come into Americans, to the America that we know. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go.
Igniting national security concerns, they're fueling America's crime crisis. We have new video of yet another violent migrant attack, and you will not believe this.
This is an illegal, Americans.
Video footage shows a migrant stealing a pro-Israel flag from a Jewish family's Long Island home. And one of the members of this family, by the way, lost a relative in the October 7th terrorist attack by Hamas. And there you see this individual taking that pro-Israel flag. That homeowner rushed to get his flag back, but the migrant immediately began punching him in the head. You see it there.
Ooh.
Put him in a chokehold, headbutted him at least once.
Ain't gonna happen here, buddy.
And threw him to the ground. That migrant has been arrested and charged with a hate crime. Authorities.
Okay, so this is what they do, Americans. The federal government, working with state governments, they invite them into this country illegally. This is the first time listening. These illegals are giving from the federal and state governments $5,000 credit cards. They're given free phones and they're given free plane tickets to the choice of the destination that they so again choose to go to. So this is all the stuff that we warned you was coming, and now it's here. If they're not raping women on the street, they're beating up our cops in New York, DW crimes, pedophilia crimes. The list is going on. I do know, and we'll probably jump on this Monday or Tuesday, but I have video from younger people now that are standing up and they're going after these pedophiles and they're basically getting the police involved and they're zeroing in on them and their crimes and they're having them incarcerated. In some cases, they're not even going to the cops. They're just taking care of business right on the spot. You can probably put that up against Luke 17 too when you get a moment as well, okay? So you're seeing what's going on here. You have illegals attacking Americans.
Okay? That's how he felt.
And then once they're busted, they're giving the American people the finger, right? Like those guys that jumped our cops in New York. You okay with this, Americans? Because I'm not. Look at them. Giving the finger to Americans.
To a camera.
Okay, don't tell me. Notice they're all military-age men. This guy on the right here, he was one of the guys that was a part of jumping the police. A whole gang of illegals jumped two policemen in New York City. You okay with that? See, because if you expect them to come in here illegally, you do have to understand what they're bringing with them. They're bringing their culture in with them. See, they come from these broken down, Civil War torn nations to America. What do you think they're going to bring in with them, friends? Exactly what they're bringing in with them. Okay? More war. Okay? And we have to come to our senses here, friends. On the other side, I want to get to the next point, and again, I'm trying to take this in stride. I want to go over to the Butler County Sheriff in Ohio, and I want you to listen. We'll listen to him for about a couple minutes, 5 minutes or so, five minutes, and I'll give you a little taste as to what he heard from the FBI. And tell me, friends, how this makes any sense outside of the fact that Americans, you are being subjected to a whole lot of danger.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News update. The White House is singing a different tune at Friday's daily briefing. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling, and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, so we're going to get right to this. I just highlighted the illegal immigrants coming into America and assailing the American people. And now what I want to do is I want to get over here to this sheriff in Butler County in Ohio, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, because a lot of people don't understand that they're being distracted concerning the Super Bowl. They're being distracted on purpose. They're distractors. That's why they're appointed, to distract you from what in fact is really happening. So I want to open your eyes here so there's a tangibility of the reality that we're all in this country today. So let's listen to what he has to say, and listen carefully, friends, what this sheriff is saying, because there's very far and few between that are willing to stand up and do what he's doing today in warning us concerning the illegal invasion going on. Listen to the warning that he's getting from the FBI right now.
The United States. They have a hierarchy also. He refuses to meet with them to talk about border issues.
Okay, he's talking about Joe Biden right now, unwilling to meet with the 3,300 sheriffs in America. The borders are wide open on his criminal directive, his treasonous directive, and the sheriff right here is telling us that the said corporate president of America, Joe Biden, is unwilling to meet with the sheriffs. Folks, listen to what he's saying. They're opening the borders to illegals, to countries that hate our guts, that mean to do us harm, and yet Joe Biden is unwilling to meet with the sheriffs. Who's the enemy? Who's the perpetrator here? I'm just curious.
Talk about crime that's going on because of the border issue. We were also told by Mr. Ray, the FBI director, that there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11.
There's more red flags going off now than there was 9/11. This is coming from the FBI. Okay? Anybody asking themselves the questions, why isn't the FBI and all these alpha agencies, why aren't they going after Joe Biden for treason right now? How come they're not calling up the military and the National Guard to board, to basically protect the borders? The FBI is not attacking those that are committing the crime. Those that are giving the call to open up the borders to illegals, they're telling the sheriffs that you got people coming in that mean to do us harm, and there's nothing that we're going to do. Well, no, they're already doing it. I mean, look at January 6th. Who's responsible for January 6th? The same people that are now advising these sheriffs as to how they're supposed to deal with this illegal invasion going on, which is brought to you by your federal and state governments. Again, you can't make it up. This is the ingredients to civil war, is what it is.
Okay. When I say red flags, meaning people that are here in this country that are wanting to do harm to us. We were also explained we're bombing two countries right now. Two countries. These people do not like us before this started. There's thousands of people here from other countries, 160 different countries. They're here not to be our friends. Some of them are coming because they're wanting to come here to the best country in the world, the way we see it. Some are coming here to do harm to us. And we were told by the FBI director, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Okay, the FBI director, who, by the way, was a Donald Trump appointee to the FBI, just so you know, who's failing to deal with draining the swamp like his boss did, Donald Trump, remember? That was the promise. What I want you to understand is he just said, this guy right here, the sheriff from Ohio, just told you and me that the FBI told him people that are coming into America mean us harm. He just got done saying that America right now is unconstitutionally bombing two countries. Okay? And then he went on to say, the FBI director then said, in turn, it's not a matter of if it happens, it's a matter of when it happens. How come the federal government isn't calling up the military to put a stop to all this? They're not calling up the military to put a stop to it. They're the ones that are putting a stop to anybody that means to put a stop to the illegal invasion. That's what's happening. Why? I said it yesterday. George Soros, international criminal. A lot of your governors are friends with him. They take money from him. A lot of your said representatives take money from him. Who do you think they're working for? Remember, he's the one that said, that international criminal, George Soros, he said that America is the very obstacle to a global order. America, it's not other countries that are under attack. It's you. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Sheriffs went to Israel 5 weeks after the attack. The only thing that saved the Israelis, the government, was the local police. They were outgunned, outmanned. They came over. The Palestinians did. They came over. They killed, raped. The sheriffs were there. They talked to the police. The local police are what saved that country.
It's the local police and the sheriffs. This is exactly what Richard Mack said to the people in this country. If the sheriffs would come together and uphold their oaths, they'd put a stop to all of this right now.
The Israeli police, when our guys got there, the sheriffs, said they just don't hate us. They hate you guys equally. And the same people that trained them are the same people that train people to hate us.
Let me clarify that for you, friends. The reason Americans, you, are hated by these that are invading America, let's call it for what it is, called responsibility before the Lord. We don't want to be accomplices to the crime. That's why we repent and do the biddings and commandments of the Lord and holding to His statutes and His judgments. 18:21 of Ezekiel, read it. The reason you're hated, Americans, is because of what you, America, have allowed your politicians to do to their countries. They want revenge. I just told somebody this the other day. Do you remember at the turn of the century, remember Michael Moore? He is one confused fool. Romans 1:22. He really is. He professes himself to be wise, but he's a fool. He is a fool. He has good things to say, and then what does he do? He stands under a rock that just smashes down everything he just got done saying. He's a walking contradiction in a big, huge way. Do you remember when he did Fahrenheit 9-1-1? And remember how he was showing everybody what was going on because nobody was for the Iraqi war? Matter of fact, General Wesley Clark even says, and it's easy to find online, they didn't know who to attack after September 11th. And General Wesley Clark said that the only reason Bush went after Iraq, keep in mind Rumsfeld and the CIA put up Saddam Hussein. Do you remember the talking points were they have weapons of mass destruction, we need to go get them? Well, that wasn't the war. That's not what it was about. Just ask George Bush after they made $34.5 billion through Cheney, the vice president during that time, and Halliburton. Do you remember when they went and they attacked them? Wesley Clark said the only reason we went there is because that the American government wanted their natural resource. They stole their oil. And then remember after that alleged war where I think 3,300 of our boys were killed fighting on the behalf of a corrupt government? Do you remember this? Yeah. And do you remember George Bush, the president during the time with a half smirk on his face? He admitted it two or three different times, and we played the videos for you several times. He said, yeah, there was no WMDs. No, but what they didn't tell you is what they went for. And they didn't care about the blood of the innocent. Read Amos 4, you'll understand. God's trying to get your attention, folks. If you're not going to pay attention, this is what's going to happen. They're going to create more wars, okay? Amos 4, read it when you get a moment. But do you remember going back to Fahrenheit 9-1-1? Do you remember Michael Moore showing the world our military just bombing that country to no end? Bombing that country that had no reason in the world to be bombed by us. None whatsoever. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Do you remember during Fahrenheit 9-1-1? I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember an old lady standing in front of bombed homes, standing in front of rubble where her family members were all killed by our government, our military, for no reason. I remember when she said this. She said it in, I believe it was Arabic. I remember when she said, because they were using a subtitle translator so you could understand what she was saying. I remember her saying, God avenge us. God avenge us. And I remember, now anybody, and let's stay on the straight and narrow here. The Lord is not going to justify bringing unjust judgment upon an innocent nation. So we're going to stand on the Lord's side. Okay, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination as well. We don't want to have the false balance. I remember when she said that, there was an anointing on it. And I remember what she said when she said, God avenge us. I knew it was a matter of time before it was coming. And the American people allowed them to do it. Now, some people will say, well, that was just an isolated incident. No, it wasn't. You have 737 military bases in 142 countries. What are you talking about? Your federal government, your state government has no business doing that. Isn't it interesting you have military bases all over the world? Doing what? They're establishing bases on these countries to take dominion over them to establish a global order. But what's going on in the southern and northern borders? They're wide open. You see what they're using your voice for? Yeah. I just want to make clear that y'all understand that God is just, and he's not going to justify wicked men and their agenda. So there is recompense. Why? Because we're going to reap what we've allowed politicians to sow. And that's just attacking innocent nations. What about the same government that says it's okay to murder your own babies? Whoa! We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to finish playing this video for you. And I was just told by GCN because it seems like it was down just a little bit. Nobody complained about it, but I was thinking maybe it needs to be a little bit louder than what it is. But what I'm going to do is GCN's going to go ahead and turn it up for me. So I'm going to let it play out for how much time I'm going to give it to play out. And then I'll come back and do my best to commentate again. This is live radio. If you want to call in, you can. That is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I have you for another hour as well. Also wanted to let you know if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also go to our store, listeners. I'm broadcasting into 160 cities across the country right now. And or going over to the next social media platform, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. Okay, so this is what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and let this sheriff talk and say his piece. This is Butler County Sheriff addressing what he learned at the conference, and I'm looking for his information right now, and it's not giving us his name, but this is obviously who he is. He's the sheriff from Butler County in Ohio there. Let's listen to the rest of this. Check this out, folks.
There's more red flags now than then. So, and he said, these are people that want to kill us and do harm to us. Now, so you're wondering, I want everybody to know what I know. I can't tell you everything, but I want the public to know that we are in a terrible way right now. The United States, and I'm going to get to the local, The United States, we're on the defense. You can't be just defense and not have an offense. We have no offense. We're just defense. We're absorbing these attacks. We're in other countries. We're supplying them with weapons. We're supplying them with our treasure, our money. And we're not doing much back home. So, with that in mind, we were also told that they're going, this is from the federal government, 3 days ago, they're going to attack our elections, which they've always done that, just not the national. They're going to go into the locals. They encouraged us to talk to our local election officials and be prepared as much as they can for cyber attacks. Even locally, you have to be prepared. We've been told that, again, they're coming here to do harm to us. And even in Ohio or in the United States, we're not going to be able to call and ask for help from the federal government. They're going to be busy. The military's not coming. The National Guard, when 9/11 hit, it was all the police and the fire. And they were in total, total organized chaos.
Okay, so that's good. Thanks, GC, and I totally appreciate it. For the sake of not going back to that video, I'll also append that to the social media platform feed. Let me commentate. Thank you, my friend, on live chat. Notice what he said. I just don't understand what this guy doesn't understand. He's being advised by the FBI that's forecasting everything that's going to happen. And yet the FBI is not dealing with treasonous Joe Biden and his crimes concerning open borders. No, they're attacking people that are stopping illegals from coming into America. You know, another thing, food for thought, I've been hearing a lot about this truck convoy. I've seen nothing on it. Anybody have any information on that? 1-866-582-9933 that you can verify. I don't want to speculate because I'm not going to play the parrot for those that are disseminating false information and propaganda. But did you also notice when this sheriff right here said in his confusion, and I believe he's confused, he's listening to the head of the FBI tell him everything that's going on. This is like the Simpsons, friends. You see how the Simpsons forecast what takes place next? You see all this, friends? Oh my, this isn't a joke. They've been using Simpsons for years to forecast things that take place. There's a whole list of things where they're spot on. They're not prophesying, they're planning. Remember Roosevelt, what he said? Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. My goodness, Americans. This guy right here is doing a lot of the same. No disrespect, but he's not paying attention as to who's giving him the information. The head of the FBI is telling him this is what's going to happen. You're supposed to absorb the tech. You can't be on the offensive, the FBI told him. You're going to have to be on the defensive. The only thing that's going to protect the American people are the sheriffs and the police. No, that's why there's 470 million weapons in the hands of 329.5 million people. Oh, P.S., yesterday's show, I highlighted the fact as to how busy they are right now, the same people that are opening the borders and advocating for illegals to come into America, how they're busy little bees trying to steal away your Second Amendment. This guy goes on and says, well, the federal government's attacking two different countries, and then he said it's our government that is arming them and supplying them with funds. I mean, can we put two and two together here, guy? Really? So, Americans, let me say it this way. This last week, I had became aware of what Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota did. When she was talking about the Somalia president being her president, then she said that her main concern is the Somalis. By the way, the Somalians in Minnesota hate her guts. They know what she's doing. They know that she's a plant. And interestingly enough, when that came to my attention, I said, this is treason. And what I did is I called all three reps right on the spot. And I talked to two of them, and I told them it is getting to the point now where I'm tired of playing games with you, and I'm not playing games, but I'm tired of the games that you think you're playing with me. And I said nicely, because they're cool people, but I am tired of you doing nothing but telling us and highlighting the crimes of those that you tolerate, as you would say, on the other side of the aisle, that are committing treasonous crimes against we the people. I said, you are now endangering the lives of your constituents. Americans, this is exactly what's going on.
Your said representatives will do nothing but tell you the treasonous acts that are being committed by federal and state governments right now, but that's as far as it'll go. Where's the articles of impeachment? Where's the articles of prosecution? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7? Nothing. I talked to one representative this last week, and I said to her, I said, you know what's going on, right? She goes, yeah, it's just unbelievable. No, what's unbelievable is you're not upholding the law against their treasonous crimes, which is found in the Constitution. And let me go back to this, because this is what I want to get to you the first hour here. Your said representative governments, federal level, state level, every step of the way, they are endangering the constituents of the American people by inviting these people into the state of Minnesota. Right now in the state of Minnesota, as a matter of fact, and it's not just happening here, it's happening all over the country, you are having Middle Easterners coming into America, and they are colonizing. They're colonizing in America. And they're being used as a political battering ram, too, but they're paid mercenaries right now is what it is. But in the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz and his little minions, John 8:44, they're trying to make Minnesota a sanctuary city for illegals. Folks, it's not like it's a Trojan horse anymore. It's not like they're hiding any of this. And Americans, you've known this for a long time. Listen, if I'm crazy in your uneducated mind, I want to say this. What in your mind constitutes treason, if not this? These representative government, our said representatives, in every capacity that are standing down, including the sheriffs, if I was the local sheriff here right now, I'd have the whole county in the know as to what's going on. If I was the said representative, I would have everybody in the know as to what's going on concerning what this sheriff just told us out of Ohio. They are endangering the lives of the constituents in every state that they're tolerating this. See, what they want to do is they want to distract everybody and entertain them in leading them to the Super Bowl. And as I said during the first segment, if you were here, I want you to listen to this. Mayorkas, the one that they said they couldn't impeach for treason because he's not stopping this illegal invasion that we're being told of. Isn't it interesting how he told all the people that are going to be at the Super Bowl, know that it's our main concern that you're safe inside of that stadium. I'm not making it up. Americans, it's a good thing for people in power, the corrupt, the evil, that you don't think. That's the truth of the matter. That is absolutely the truth of the matter. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break. I got you for hour two. I want to show you why it is that this madness continuously goes on. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of them have sold their soul. It's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And I'm going to show you exactly how it's being played out today. Cool? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.